Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. So, Brian Urlacher was here promoting his new book, and yes. He had no clue what he walked into with Mr. Anthony Adams in this segment.
Yes, it was very awkward. I mean, Brian has never seen Zach Galifianakis between two ferns or between two helmets. So I didn't give him a heads up and say, hey, watch these segments before you come on the show. So if you watch, he's looking around. You can catch him looking around like, what is going on?
I was even there when you were shooting the segment, and I felt awkward, and I wasn't even part of it. So check it out, Between Two Helmets with Brian Urlacher.
My bad. I just got out of the shower. Ladies and gentlemen, which camera am I looking to first? The one all the way over here? This one? Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready, man. Waiting on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Between Two Helmets. I am your host, Spice Galifianakis. And today we have a treat for you guys. It's the famous author, Brienne Urlacher. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, buddy. Yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah, bro. You are weird. That's not how you say my name either. First of all, I'm not an author. Sean actually wrote the book. I just gave him some stories to put down on the paper to write for the book.
A book?
Yeah.
How many books have you written?
One. How many books have you written?
I just keep a diary.
Cool.
Of special events.
That counts.
I probably won't write this down.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Forgettable.
Quick, you and me, stare down competition.
Can we blink?
You can't talk, I won.
This is not the quiet game.
I won.
Whatever. The
rules are rules.
There was no rules laid down before we started the game.
So, an I, not a Y. Who decided that?
My mom.
This is going to be great. So what's it like to be an author?
Cool.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about your book.
Okay.
Because that's why you're here, right?
Yeah, book.
Middle School Rules. Of Brienne Urlacher. Okay. Let me guess.
Urlacher?
This is for, how do you pronounce your name?
Which one? My first name Both. Or my last name?
Both.
It's probably Brian Urlacher.
Urlacher. What is that? Does that mean anything?
Yeah, it means it's my last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you for asking though.
So let me guess. This is about a kid who grew up in the suburbs, who had a silver spoon in his mouth, and got scholarships, and then went to the NFL and potentially a Hall of Famer.
We're done. Put the book down. You covered it. All right, we're done.
Okay.
All right, enough about the book. You got it, man. You just hit it on the head.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
much like your childhood, I'm assuming, just same way, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-mm.
3-1-3.
I don't like to talk about it.
Yeah. Do we ask questions during this segment, or do you talk, or what? You just look at me and your paper the whole time? What do you do?
You played in 182 games, but you didn't start two of them. Like, why? Like, were you, like, chicken?
Our coaches felt like the other guy was better than me.
What other guy?
Barry Minter.
Barry Minter. Yeah, you were chicken. Let's see. What else we got here? Take us through the play you had December 11, 2005, when you tried to tackle Jerome Bettis. Were you wearing the right spikes?
Yeah, forgot.
Did the referee blow the whistle?
No, I don't remember what happened on that play.
I believe,
if I remember correctly, Peanut stepped on my big toe on my right foot.
Oh, and then throw your teammate Jerome, out of the bus.
Yeah,
throw
and then Jerome Bettis' helmet hit right here under my chin strap. And then I proceeded to fall backwards into the end zone.
Did you pray at that time?
No, on top of me.
You should have prayed. I saw the play.
Well, I got back up.
That's commendable.
Thank you.
Again, take us through the play you had November 26, 2006, when you tried to tackle Tom Brady. He gave like a pump. He was already past the line.
I remember
of
that play too.
But he still acted like he was going to pass to somebody. He's clearly over the line. You bit on it, and then he shook you out of your shoes. Like
as we both know, or at least I know, player safety is a big deal for the NFL, especially for quarterbacks.
It wasn't in 2006.
It still was because he was a quarterback and he was Tom Brady. He only had like six rings back then. Anyway, he was running the ball down the field, and I thought he was possibly going to slide. He didn't slide. He went one way, and I went that way. Then he went the other way.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You can ask me questions and talk on the phone?
Let me call you right back.
Never mind. New story.
I just got a text from somebody.
Yeah, it's funny, huh?
Hilarious.
Yeah, gotta get this in my pocket.
Can you explain this?
That's my Halloween outfit. I'm Thor. You heard of Halloween? Skinny jeans?
I'm going to read some excerpts from your book. Put my glasses on. Okay. Quick game. Is this 50 Shades of Grey or is this Brian Urlacher's book? You wrote it, so you should know.
Yeah.
I should be studying for my final exams, which are next week. Is it 50 Shades of Grey or is it your book?
Yes.
It's 50 Shades of Grey. Hmm. I got these off Craigslist.
Yeah, free?
$12, actually.
You overpaid. Yeah. Those are nice.
These are yours. 54.
They were mine, yeah.
We could really end it, like, if you want. I don't.
Yeah.
I had other questions, but.
Are they all as dumb as the last ones? Can you give me your jacket? Wow. Size 72 waist.